The last food shop in Trundle has closed down, forcing residents to travel a 130-kilometre round trip to buy groceries. The town is desperate for a family to take up the business. And to give us the sell on why this would be a great opportunity, I have John Southam, the principal of Trundle Central School, on the line. We don't normally do ads, but I know you've written to Simon Marnie, and Simon's busy, you know, doing bushfire recovery, so we thought we'd try and help save Trundle or get someone to want to go there and sell food. Now, what sort of impact has this had on the community, the shop closing?
Well, it's had an impact across the whole community. It's had an impact especially for the older residents. I was talking to a 91-year-old local legend only yesterday, and she was saying to me that sometimes she opens her cupboards and there's just nothing for her to eat, and she knows that it's almost a incredible drama for her to get food. So she cries, because, and that's not what we're on about as Australians. We're on about survival rations. We're on about people thriving in country town. So
has the drought caused this?
Oh, I'd say the drought certainly put another layer of complexity over country towns. There's no doubt about that, but I think it's just systematic rural decline, neglect from governments, and the fact that cars are a lot more reliable now. The supermarket is definitely a viable business. There's 400-odd residents in Trundle. There's another town close that also hasn't got a supermarket. There's a few hundred residents there. So it's a business for a family to come and buy a lifestyle. The rent is under $800 a month. You can't even rent a small flat in Sydney for $800 a month. So,
and is there a dwelling with that, or would you have to get a house as well?
You have to get a house, but it's also an opportunity to get in the real estate market. Still a three-bedroom or four-bedroom, maybe a house in Trundle. You can buy for about $220, $230. Some of them are on an acre and a half, two-acre blocks. If you want to rent a house for under $200 a week, you can rent a house here in Trundle, and a beautiful house too.
Well, Graham is already thinking about it. His text says, Trundle sounds like a wonderful little place, widest streets in New South Wales, ABBA festival, a cooking damper festival, swimming pool and tennis, 60 kilometres to parks, cheap, nice homes. He thought the population was 600. It must have been taking in the other communities. I will ask my wife. Wants to go there and open a general store.
Absolutely. He sounds like the best advertisement for Trundle. He could take my job. we have K-12 schooling here. I'm the principal of the school, so of course I think it's a fantastic school, but we in the last 5 years have not had a child go through our school that hasn't gone to university or got a full-time job. So
wow.
That speaks for itself, I think.
I think that beats some of those very expensive Sydney schools.
Well, we like to think that we're as good or better, but without the sandstone gates and the high price tags. So
but
you could come to Trundle and thrive as a family, and plenty of people do.
Yeah, and I guess too we should think about the kids, because for kids going to the shop and getting something, it's a rite of passage. When you get to a certain age, you're allowed to go and buy something yourself, and you know, a little bit of independence. Right, if you make some pocket money, it's nice to spend it on what you want.
Yeah, it's devastating. The shop was a social hub. It just wasn't a place to buy something. And also, what you've got to remember is that when you start to become 14, 15, 16, you look at getting a part-time job, say snacking shelves, that type of stuff. Well, that's just not available in Trundle now that shop's closed. And we've lost countless businesses over the last 20 years because of rural decline and neglect. And I worry about the actual mental effect, the mental health effect of these business closing, because kids should see vitality and growth. They shouldn't see things closing. And as I said many times, and I've said to many people, this is a viable business. You come in here as a family, open this business and buy yourself a lifestyle, buy yourself a job.
Has there been any suggestion or, as Julie from the Hastings says, what about the community form a cooperative and operate the store?
Well, that's certainly an option, but the problem with that is that once that cooperative is established, the store's not viable. Okay, I would like someone to come in and generate income, generate profit, and put that profit back into the town.
Well, I mean, there are models of cooperatives working for, you know, for stores and things, and some of those independent, well-known supermarket chains are run by cooperatives. We have one here on the mid-north coast, the Warhope Cooperative's been going for a long, well, the Hastings Cooperative, it's been going for a long time. And every time I see anything from the ABBA Festival, the town is just the most gorgeous town ever. I haven't been to Trundle, but I'm busting to get there.
I can only speak from my experience. I came here and I was going to be the fly-by-night principal and stay 3 years, and we've established ourselves in the town. We've been here 6 years now. We love it. We're not going anywhere. We want to bring our kids up in this safe, rural environment where they can thrive without having to worry about any form of danger or that type of stuff.
Well, you've done a very good job of selling it. Hopefully a family listening might think, why not? Let's start somewhere nice. We know there's a swimming pool. We know there's tennis. What else would you like to say about Trundle?
We have space. Your children can be in the outdoors and have fresh air and thrive. They'll take that weight of population off their shoulders and let them grow and develop. So it's a great place to come, and I wish I had the words to better sell it, but I certainly am very happy to bring my two kids up in this town.